Go presents In Defence Of, brought to you by Betfred.
Yes, people. Welcome to In Defence Of, brought to you by Joe and Betball, with me, Steve-O the Madman. Now, coming to the away end today is someone that I think has maybe the same football IQ as me. I think he has. I rate him a lot. He's a social media content creator, presenter, a football oracle, I like to say. Coming to the away end today is Manchester United fan and my friend, Joe Tomlinson! Woo! Brother, you, my friend, you're on job, mate.
Making me blush, mate.
No, don't blush. Please don't blush. You'll be as red as your top if you do. How you been, though?
Very good, mate. Very good. I'm looking forward to this. I've been watching a few of the episodes before. You speaking absolute rubbish on them, so I'm looking forward to taking it down a few.
For real?
Yeah.
You gonna say joke? No?
No.
No? Oh, fair enough, you idiot. but right, you're a Man United fan. Obviously, West Ham, we lost you recently. I think you lot are not great.
Agreed.
As a team, even worse fans, to be honest. You didn't sing until the 93rd minute when you scored. But what do you think of Man United and yourself?
Well, I think it's been a tough season. Let's put it politely, shall we? Obviously started out so poorly under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer when we were hoping to get up to that next level with the signings of Cristiano Ronaldo, finishing second
in the
Premier League.
Was you one of the Ole on the bus guys or not?
I was
taking the wheel.
I was in support of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid to admit it. Mm-hmm. Probably for 6 months too long, I think it's fair to say, but my loyalty was fairly blind.
If you're a supporter of anything, if you're an actual supporter, you always do support maybe for too long anyway. Like if you like a pair of trainers, you probably the ones you love the most probably outworn them a bit too much. What have you come here to discuss?
My discussion point is that I think Pochettino is the right guy to bring success and trophies back to Manchester United.
Oh, really? You?
Yes, me.
Poch is rubbish, though, bruv. Like, and I say that in the fact that he hasn't even won the league at Paris right now. He's not as good as we think. But listen, as always, you're up to 60 seconds to state your points that you're going to bring to the table. Then we'll come back to the table and we'll discuss it and hit it hard. But wowza, I think this is going to be a good one.
Maurizio Pochettino is the right man to bring success back to Manchester United because this guy is the ultimate project manager. Worked miracles at Southampton to get him up to eighth, worked even more miracles at Tottenham, galvanised the whole squad towards a second place, finished 86 points, took him to a Champions League final when they hadn't spent any money in 517 days. By the way, I think the first Premier League club in history not to spend in a summer window. Daniel Levy let him down massively. He's since gone to PSG. Yes, he didn't win the league in his first 6 months in charge. PSG is a very tough environment to get right, as Thomas Tuchel found out. He's currently 11 points clear at the top of Ligue 1. He's still in the French Cup. He's into the Champions League knockout rounds against Real Madrid, where last season, let's not forget, he beat Bayern Munich in the Champions League, battered Barca 4-1 at the Nou Camp and fell just short against Manchester City. He might not have the trophies to back up his overall success, but there's no better option on the market than Maurizio Pochettino right now for Manchester United.
Slow down, Joe. You ain't come to play, bro. But this is why I think you're slightly off, my brother. Start the clock. Right. First things I want to start with is, how good is Pochettino? Is he even any good? Like, I'm not even trying to troll here. Listen, we credit him at Spurs for how good he was. He made them into top four regulars, right? Top four regulars, by the way. This is what we're trying to say here. Like, we're trying to say he's elite, bruv. He's going to Manchester United, where they're not going to give you the chance to be top four regulars, bruv. Like, you don't give people chances. You say he's going to build your club. You had Moyes. He's the greatest builder ever. He's at my club building us to history right now. You are not going to give Pochettino a chance if he didn't give David Moyes, the geezer that we saw for 10 years, do what he did. You know what I mean? So there's that. Also, the gap between you and Man City and even Liverpool is so far, so big. Like, will Poch coming in even make a difference? Listen, these are the questions I'm going to be asking you. I can't wait to talk about it, my brother. Whew, slow down, man. You made some good points, man. I'm interested for you to go in depth for them. Mm. But first of all, first question I want to ask you, so we start somewhere, is how good is Poch?
He's elite. Poch is one of the best coaches in world football. I think he's proven it time and time again with limited resources over the course of his career. I think he proved it when he first got to Southampton, when he struggled to speak English and he galvanised the team. He pulled them in the right direction. Finished eighth with that side. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget, in 2017, when he was manager of Tottenham, he'd improved so many players across the board that 15 of the 30 players in the England squad Pochettino had managed. That Tottenham team, he took over in not a perilous position, but they're all over the place. He got them pulling in the same direction. He got the best out of Harry Kane. He got the best out of Dele Alli. He got, to be honest with you, two fullbacks in Danny Rose and Kyle Walker to play out of their skin.
Wait, you know what? And I wanted to come in straight away. Okay. You're 100% right at this, but that there, that's crying out to me as coach. Like, real good coach, you know what I mean? Because when it comes to the actual management of the players, when the players get above a level where it's now, okay, you've created a superstar. That's what he was doing. He was creating superstars. You said 15.
Absolutely.
100%, I agree with you, man. But then when it comes to now managing big egos and all of that, like, again, let's learn this together. How good is he at that?
Well, I mean, he took Southampton to eighth and left for Tottenham. And that first season, I think, took them to fifth. Then he continuously improved on that. Let's not forget, he probably should have won a title, just collapsed a little bit against Leicester. Fair play to Leicester. It's one of the greatest stories ever told in football. But in four of the five seasons Poch was at Tottenham, he got them into the top four.
He definitely improved them.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. And like you say, when these players started to become bigger egos and better players, that was because Poch had taken them there. And I think players were still pulling in his direction to a level, maybe not the last 6 months or so. But what he didn't have at Tottenham was the right backing when he needed to go to the next level. He had 517 days without signing. He had no summer window, the first time in Premier League history where a player was signed.
Like, if
the club let him down, not Poch.
Yeah, 100%. Levy has a lot to answer for. But just like he's done with Conte now, he's like, you know what? If I believe in you, if I do get an elite manager, there you go. If he would have believed in Poch, wouldn't he have given him that? Or does he know that Poch ain't elite?
I think he did believe in Poch, but he's since learned from some mistakes. Okay. But they're still not investing heavy sums. Yeah. Tottenham fans are still not happy with the level of investments that are being put into that team. And I think Pochettino first really realised that in that summer window where they bought nobody. Then the January window following, they bought nobody. And then you started to see this discourse, despite the fact they made it to a Champions League final on the back of a season where they signed nobody, he'd improved the team so much. They still weren't brilliant in the league, but they were scraping through in the Champions League. His man motivation was carrying over the line.
What's his assets? Like, what's, so, like, if we're saying, because remember, this is what's elite manager? What makes him elite? Because at the moment, I don't see trophies.
Who was talking about Tottenham winning Premier League titles before Poch took over?
And they never, though. Like, this is like, yeah,
they were.
Right.
They were talking about it. They're in the conversation. I don't think it's a negative to say that, oh, they didn't win the Premier League title. Before Poch, we weren't even chatting about this.
100%.
We weren't even chatting about Tottenham being on that level. He's taken him to that level. Now, PSG, he's on a new level. He's having to deal with these egos. And we all know what the PSG situation is like with Leonardo being pretty much all controlling of the club.
But even that decision to go there as a human. Like, it's like, I question it. Like,
And I think he probably questions it to a level as well. Let's not forget, this is a guy who's still living out of a hotel room in Paris, hasn't found an apartment. Yeah, his family's still living in London. So I think there is question marks over his tenure at PSG, and that's probably going to come to a head in the summer when he decides to move on. But he's going to move on as a Ligue 1 champion with a French Cup. He got to a Champions League semi last year where he lost to Manchester City side that are effectively unbeatable on their day. And then this season he's in the round of 16 against Real Madrid, and I think he stands a great chance of getting through. It's not an easy job, the Paris Saint-Germain job. Let's not forget they sacked Thomas Tuchel.
Yeah, you're right.
The Champions League. So just because they're not succeeding 100% at PSG doesn't mean they're a failure. While there are little incidences of failures, everybody has them. Like you say, there's also incidences of pure greatness, especially when he was at Tottenham and he was doing things no other manager has done in years. So I think that you can caveat certain incidences with other incidences. But overall, he's developed himself now as being a great coach at Southampton, a great coach and manager at Tottenham, taking him to new heights. And now he's got the experience of working with the biggest egos in world football. You put them three things together, and I think the next job Pochettino takes is going to be a career defender.
I like the way you broke that down. So we spoke about Poch as the coach, the manager. And listen, I think he's good. But I want to talk about Poch, the match for United right now. You say He's a project manager.
Yeah. Great match for United, by the way, I think.
Okay. But is it really when United, they had one of the best project managers ever, in my opinion, in Moyes? Yeah, he's doing it at West Ham now. You talk to anyone, he's almost like Fergie. Fergie picked this geezer, but at United, you and your fans didn't even give the geezer that we've seen for 10 years. He already done his CV in front of us. We see it and we didn't give him a chance. We know it works out for him.
Yeah, first and foremost, I disagree with the notion that Manchester United don't give managers enough time. I think Manchester United over the last couple of years have given some managers too much time, too much rope. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer probably wouldn't have still been in a job at that stage at many other European elite level sides.
But again, he's not a project manager. In the set that, like what I'm saying with him, if I'm looking at Ole, I'm like, well, you know what, Ole, this looks like what happened at Cardiff when you got relegated, to be honest with you. Like, I'm looking at it like, but with Moyes at the time,
but
like,
let's address the Moyes situation then, because I think David Moyes took over a Manchester United club that was league champions and first and foremost decided to get rid of Sir Alex Ferguson's entire backroom staff rather than keep on himself, employ his own backroom staff, which was first and foremost a fundamental mistake.
It's his project, though.
He also came in the same summer as Ed Woodward, which didn't particularly help because he obviously didn't get the signings he wanted. He wanted the likes of Fabregas and ended up with Fellaini on deadline day. What happened over the course of the season was he fundamentally couldn't handle what was going on at Manchester United with the size of the club, with the egos in the squad, played really poor football. When it came down to the crunch, Ed Woodward had to make a decision, and David Moyes, I think if you ask Moyes now, would admit he made a number of mistakes when he took over at Manchester United. I don't think that it's the same situation now in terms of project management. United have just got a new CEO through the door in Richard Arnold, who is going to be managing it in a very different way, leaning much more heavily on the football side of things. We've seen John Murta come in, we've seen Darren Fletcher come in as technical director, Ralph Rangnick is going to be on the board in an advisory role. That is a much different situation to when we just had David Moyes, a whole new backroom staff, Marouane Fellaini, and a freshly faced Ed Woodward. I think this is a very different project, and I think it's a project that fits Pochettino, the squad-wise, fits Pochettino almost perfectly.
Football, again, is just a further, what is it, 10 years since then?
Yeah.
I'm like, we're even shorter now with the amount of time we give people as fans, right? And I just feel...
Well, Ollie got 3 years.
And, mate, imagine, we're saying that he's your club legend, right?
Yeah.
Like, so if anyone should... He should have, right? But Poch is going to have to come and learn the United way. And we know that we don't give people the time to learn the United way, because the geezer that knew the United, then, that created the United way, Ollie, he just about got time.
He didn't create the United way, first and foremost. But what I will say is that he came in a very different situation, David Moyes. I don't want to just keep harking back to this, but United had the expectation of being league champions. Mm. Pochettino does not come into a side where the expectation right now is league champions. Pochettino comes into a side that are challenging for the top four, stuttering and stumbling in terms of their football and identity, haven't been playing a particularly attractive brand that the fans like, and the players within the squad don't really know what they're doing. It's quite a blank canvas for a guy who has a very clear footballing philosophy, which I think you can agree Pochettino definitely has. It's quite clear that the group of players need a man manager to come through the door and motivate them, because it's been a problem under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, and at the start of Rangnick's reign it feels like it's a problem as well. He also has the beauty of a summer window in which Pogba's leaving, Lingard's leaving, Mata's leaving, a host of the sort of secondary level players that have been causing problems, or it appears have been causing problems because not enough game time, are out of contract or are leaving anyway. So he's going to have a fairly fresh squad with some extremely talented young players in a situation that doesn't mirror David Moyes, because nobody's staying. First season, he's got to win the league title.
Can I say this though? Because it's mental. United, and I'm not saying you.
Yeah.
Ronaldo signed. They're winning the league. They signed Sancho, Ronaldo, and Rafael Varane. United were winning the league. That's how close you lot fought. Not you, the whole world.
Should have been competing for it, there's no doubt.
So if Poch comes, that's almost like, well, you've got them players you just said with a better manager now. You're gonna expect to win the league.
Yeah, I think
title challenges.
I certainly think that was the case after the back of finishing second last season and progressing to a level under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. United ain't going to be finishing second this season. Yeah. Like I said, there's going to be a number of players out of the club and the exit door. And I think Pochettino will be given the finances to strengthen that squad again this summer, like Solskjaer had plenty of finances to strengthen it last year and wasn't able to progress the squad. A lot of people were saying during that summer.
Them signings were good, no?
And I agree, but was it Ollie signing those players, or was it the new director of football, John Murtagh, and the technical director, Darren Fletcher, finally having some say in the boardroom rather than Ed Woodward wielding his magic wand over the top of it? I think it was probably more football decisions being made behind the scenes, which sets it up lovely for a new manager to come through the door. Solskjaer didn't have the tactical ability to go to that next level. Mm. Does Poch? I think he probably does have to some level.
I'm loving this. I'm loving this, bro, because it's right, you know, I'm thinking Poch... He's a good manager. Easily. Easily. You've got me there easily. He's a good manager.
I pulled him
sick,
in.
Sick manager. Now he's sick, bro. You don't get the Paris Saint-Germain job. Listen, bro, he's doing his thing in it, right? But for me, you're going to bring him in to close the gap with City, Liverpool.
Yeah.
Will Poch be given the chance to close the gap?
Well, I've already.
Can he close the gap?
I've tried my best to
can he close the gap? Sorry, let me reword that.
Time.
Sorry.
I think he can over time.
Okay.
I think he can.
And will he be given the time?
Yeah. We've already spoken about him being given time. I think he will be given the time if he was to come in. Any manager at Manchester United seems to be given a decent amount of time post David Moyes. I think the gap to City right now is at the stage where he wouldn't be able to do it first season.
Can the fans take the banter from the other fans during that period? That's what I'm saying. Not the board. It's that thing.
Absolutely. Look, Man United fans will openly admit they're a long way off City. And I think City right now are probably, if not the greatest side in Premier League history, in the top five or top three greatest sides in Premier League history in terms of their consistency, their points outlay. And that is seemingly unstoppable at the moment. But let's not forget, at some stage,
change that?
Pep has to leave. Pep.
Oh, wow.
Pep, for me, if he's as long as Pep's at City, City will remain unstoppable. But at some stage, Pep has to leave. And
Pep got brought
said
into...
that he's going to leave. Yeah. So when Pep does step aside, United need to be in a position where they are ready to regain and challenge for that title. Because I think, totally realistically, right now, Man United are a long way off City.
Mm-hmm.
And until Pep leaves, I don't see anybody, barring sheer fluke, barring a 99-point season or whatever that was Liverpool put up, and I'm not calling that Liverpool season a fluke because they were exceptional.
It was a rare case,
wasn't it? City have won four of the last five seasons. It was a rare case, not a fluke. It was a rare case. I think that over the course of time, Pep is just unstoppable with this Manchester City side, with that Manchester City budget. So Poch has just got to slowly get back up there. And then in a couple of years, let's see if Pep's still there. Is Pep still there in 2024? I'm not too sure. So let's see where he's at then. And then if Poch is in the right position, he might be able to take advantage. And I'm not saying he will win us the Premier League title, but of anybody available, if you can name somebody better, I'd be surprised.
Well, like, I would say Conte. I know, is it too late?
The boat's gone on Conte.
Has it though? You're United. You, as I say, you just cleared £400 million stocks in 2 months. Yeah?
The boat has gone on
Conte. Out of bloody business.
Clearly, United didn't feel the fit was right for Conte. Probably wrongly so. Conte, I think, would have done a great job at United. Yeah. I think he would have done a great job at United. But clearly, time's moved on. We're not going to get Antonio.
Okay, so he's out the window. Ajax guy. Pay.
So you would rather Ten Hag than Pochettino?
Maybe because I've seen Poch.
Yeah.
The unknown. Maybe the unknown with the Ajax guys.
And Erik ten Hag is a fantastic option. Yeah, like multiple Eredivisie title winner. Let's not forget, he got Champions League semi-finals. But I feel like we would be, football. If we were sitting here and I'd have said ten Hag is the guy, people would be saying, bottled that Champions League semi against Tottenham Hotspur.
Yeah, you're not wrong, Jory.
So I've changed your mind, haven't I? Twisted you up. No doubt about it.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
Of all the options available.
I agree, right? I'm being a dick now because, like, oh, there's not many options though. But no, he was almost built. That's his destiny. I'm telling you. But I just worry. My only worry, only concern is the modern football world is just so quick and great managers like him, elite managers, they don't get given chance. Like Gerrard at the moment.
I heard it then. He said elite. He said elite.
Like Gerrard at the moment.
Really rolling.
What Gerrard's doing, and I'm glad that he's done it the other way. And Frank, poor Frank, took probably that job too quick, you know? Listen, I agree. There you go. You have changed my mind. Poch, I think, in fact, I know Poch is the man for United.
Yes, here we go.
Hey, imagine that. But that's football fans, bro. And you're fans. Don't worry. You've had it all in the last 10 years.
In 2 years' time, when Pochettino's doing really well, we'll be able to look back at this and go, ah, the boys are right.
And I'll be, you know what? I'm glad I agreed. There you go, mate. But listen, people, Joe, amazing. Thanks for coming down. If you agree, like I do, then obviously let us know in the comments. If you could think of any other manager that could possibly take the United job that's maybe built for it, please leave the name in the comment. As always, this has been In Defence Of, brought to you by Joe and BetBall. I've been Steve-O the Madman. Ta-da. You've been listening to In Defence Of, brought to you by Joe and BetBall.